This is the artist interview segment, and we have Ashton in the studio with us. Ashton, who did you interview?
I had the great honor of interviewing the artist Kiki. He is also like the tour manager for Mom Jeans and Just Friends, and really awesome, yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm excited to hear this. So how did you guys like meet? How did you get in contact?
So a couple months ago, I interviewed Sammy, who is a bassist for Mom Jeans and the lead singer of Just Friends. And Sammy and Kiki are really close because obviously like Kiki's a TM for both of his bands. When Kiki released one of his songs, Sammy reached out to me and was like, hey, it'd be really cool if you could get like interview him, maybe
yeah.
and, like, throw one of his songs on. I was like, yeah, for sure. And then like a lot longer later, we did it.
Well, I am so excited about this interview. So let's get right into it.
You are here with Ashton. I am here with
Kiki. How's it going?
All right, so Kiki, you are a California boy.
I am.
Yeah, and you have a lot of really awesome friends and know a lot of really cool bands and have worked with a lot of really cool bands. And I kind of want to know what it's been like having like such a cool support system of other artists and musicians and how that's kind of factored into what you create.
Oh man. Yeah. It's been incredible. Honestly, I've been very fortunate to, be able to do what I do. I grew up, you know, playing in the garage, you know, doing the punk rock stuff in the garage. And then, just through that, I've met a ton of friends and, you know, at one point we were all living together, throwing, you know, DIY house shows, together. There must've been weeks where we had a show, you know, during the week, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know, it wasn't uncommon. It's been a long time. I've been doing this. I'm so fortunate. I'm so lucky. I have a ton of friends that are so supportive. You know, I've worked with Mom Jeans and Just Friends, Chain, Grad Life. It's been great. They're all just so cool. I love every single one of them.
Awesome. All right, so you just started really like, well, at least I might be wrong. Okay, let's hope I'm not. But you just kind of started playing like live shows and kind of like, well, not just started, but started playing under Kiki and started playing like your own stuff. What's your favorite song of yours to perform live?
I would say Not Right Now, just because, or you know what? Actually, I take that back. It was Not Right Now, but now it's a song that I haven't released yet called Electric Chair, which I'm so stoked on. It's like one of my favorite songs I ever wrote. I wrote the bass line and the vocal harmony and hook, and I sent it over to Bart, you know, from Mom Jeans, Grad Life Chain. And I said, what do you think? And then he was just like, come over, let's finish it. So I drove over. He lives like 5 minutes away. I drove over. We finished it in like maybe 20 minutes. And then that's how, you know, just the feng shui of it all. It was just so natural. So now when I play that song live, it feels so good. And then there's a ton of harmonies. It's just, I think it's really pleasant on the ears. And I can't wait for you guys to hear it when I do record in the studio with Ben Hirschfield.
That is awesome. That rules. I'm excited now. Now I got something to look forward to.
You know? Absolutely. I'll send you the demo.
I trust it. I'm locked in.
Yeah. That's it.
So what are your biggest influences in the music that you create? Like what artists do you look at? Are there any like maybe like even other pieces of media that influence like the art that you make? What's your biggest like, okay, I like this. I want to, you know, this is what
I'm
going to do it.
I grew up, I love like a lot of like rock and roll, like the Stooges, like proto punk stuff. I listened to like a lot of the OCs and Ty Segall growing up, but, I don't know, as I've gotten older, I've just been kind of going back to like the stuff I was into, like in my teens. I've been listening to like a ton of the Strokes lately. And, I don't know if you're familiar with like a band called Grizzly Bear.
I'm actually not.
Okay, yeah. So they're great. They're like from like Brooklyn or something and local natives. Just like indie rock band with like a ton of harmonies. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to like incorporate that. I'm not trying to like recreate the wheel, but I'm just trying to do stuff that I like in music and that I think is fun. I think it's fun to listen to. And I think we're doing that. It's been pretty cool.
Yeah, it's definitely cool to get the chance to like listen to a lot of your stuff, especially coming out of like kind of like what I consider like that camp of like the Bay Area people. It's
Yeah, it's
a lot
so different.
different than what I'm used to hearing from there. Like especially like you have Chain that just came out, who's doing like also like just like hard rock, maybe even some like hardcore stuff. It's just it's
Totally.
crazy. It's there's so much variance happening in that scene right now.
I definitely think right now it's super diverse. Not everyone's doing like the emo rock thing right now, which is cool because everyone's just like trying to branch out and like, do the things that we like to listen to. I remember when Bart had written it was the first song for Chain, and he came over. I think we were either working out in the gym or in my aunt's gym, or he came over, but he showed me it. It was so different, and I was like, oh, I think you're about to hit another level. So it was just cool to like be able to experience that with one of my best friends.
Yeah.
Totally agree with
What do you think, like, if you had to use one word to describe your music, what do you got?
I would say tantric.
That's an awesome word. That's the best word you could use.
Okay, cool. I like that.
That rules. All right, now we're gonna get into like some real fun questions. We can even do like a little speed round, however you want to do it.
Okay, let's do speed round.
All right, first album you ever bought.
First album I ever bought. Man, this is not going to be fast. First album I ever bought. I was 16. I stole a John Mayer CD from Walmart.
You know, it was gonna be fast rounds, but I feel indulged to share. I'm pretty sure the first album I remember buying with my own money was like I was like 13, and I bought Panic at the Disco's 2015 release, Death of a Bachelor.
Okay, I like that answer, and you actually just reminded me. Okay, you actually just reminded me. I bought a Dallas Green CD. That's what it was. It was a City in Color CD, and I bought like the extended version. Like it
That
was just like
rules.
the demos and the full version. So thank you for reminding me of that. I don't know why it reminded me of that. Just like the Warped Tour era type
Yeah.
thing.
I always regret missing out on the true Warped Tour era. Now I have Washed Warped Tour when I'm 20 to look at.
Maybe you catch Mom Jeans.
We'll see. We'll see. All right, go to karaoke song.
Oh, it used to be Creed, but now everyone's on that. I was doing Creed like almost a decade
Dude, I
ago.
feel like I'm gonna be honest, Butt Rock has so much just of like those that early 2000s dad rock have so many good karaoke hits.
Oh, it's just everyone knows it, and everyone could talk smack until like everyone, as soon as it hits. No one's lying. You
If
know it's a
you
good song.
were to drop like a Lips of an Angel by Hinder on karaoke, bro, people are gonna remember that for months.
Yes, that's so funny you bring that up. I used to do casting calls when I was a kid. So I lived in Southern California, and my mom would take me to these casting calls. So I would like, do these auditions for like TV shows and stuff. And I would sing Lips of an Angel. So I'm like 11 years old singing Lips of an Angel.
That's crazy. That was that when I was a kid, that was also like when I was like six, I was singing that on karaoke because it was on like PS2 game. Like it was on like I think it was on like Song Life or Sing Life, whatever that game was called, like PS2 where like you could like sing the songs. That's so fun.
I mean, it still holds up.
It
It's
does.
a silly song,
That song
but it still
rips.
holds up.
All right,
Yeah,
best
totally.
concert you've ever attended.
Best concert I've ever attended. Ooh, I feel like I know this one too. Man, I'm just gonna say, man, you know what? I'll say I saw System of a Down and Korn play in Fresno with some of my best friends, and I did not pay for the tickets. So that was pretty rad. My cousin drunkenly bought me and my friends tickets, and he was like, hey, come join us. And I was like, oh, for sure. And then, yeah, it was awesome. It was like a party the whole night. But yeah. And then we got Buffalo Wild Wings right before. It was sick.
What a life. Like what a day. You can't have a better one than that.
Yeah, totally.
Free System of a Down, free Korn, buy one get
Yeah,
one B-dubs.
it was awesome, man.
All right. Last like weird crazy question. What's your favorite music video ever?
Favorite music video ever? My mind is automatically going to Jane's Addiction, Got Caught Stealing. It's just a weird one. I think I'm messing up the track title, but they're just in a supermarket. It's just like 90s vibe. It's a little freaky. It looks cool. You should watch it.
That's real. All right, Kiki, if there's anything you want to get out there into the world at all right now through our radio station, this is your chance. Whatever you want to advertise and put forward, whatever you're doing, let's hear it.
Okay, I just want you all to know, prepare for the Kiki takeover. Follow me on Instagram at Fresh Prince of Darkness. Listen to my tracks on Spotify. I just put out a song called Not Right Now. My name is Kiki, Kiki. Love you all.
Thank you so much to Kiki for being our interview this week. Ashton, how was that interview for you?
It was really fun. Really cool guy. I'm glad I have like his contact now. I told him if they ever come through Illinois again, let me know and I'll be there.